listening in to WBDG 90.9 on this beautiful Monday morning. Actually, it's all right. It was a little chilly this morning, but listening to the new show. This is called Wrestling in Depth, new show. My name is Bryson. I will be host, co-host, whatever you want to call. But yeah, my name is Bryson. Welcome to Wrestling in Depth. We are going to be talking about everything and anything wrestling that we can. So yeah, let's get on to little introductions here. I'm joined by two others.
Hello, my name is Ashton. Nice one.
I am Jace. I am probably the most casual out of the three because I forgot to watch SmackDown.
Not like us hardcore wrestling fans. Anyways, let's talk about why we're wrestling fans and how we got into wrestling.
I started watching it during the pandemic era. I think I was at home and just decided to turn it on one night and just started watching it and got hooked.
Very nice.
I think I started watching it like in 2015. So like I saw Seth Rollins as my first match. It was him against Dean Ambrose. I think that was 2015 or was that 2016?
Wait, what match?
Seth Rollins, Dean Ambrose.
2015.
Okay. And I fell in love with wrestling. I've always been talked to about it, but I feel like Seth Rollins was really like the guy that brought me in, and to this day he still is my favorite wrestler.
You know, I've been a wrestling fan since I was a little baby Bryson. Probably like 5 or 6, I had all the action figures. I would say the first time I ever watched wrestling was either that I remember was either late 2013 or early 2014. But I didn't watch my first ever pay-per-view that I ever watched was WrestleMania 31, 2015. And, you know, just a normal kid. Despised the bad guys. Despised, you know, looked up to the John Cena's, the Roman Reigns's.
Yeah.
Hated the Seth Rollins's. Mainly the Authority.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, I hated prime, the Authority, dude.
The Authority in its prime was crazy.
I cannot tell you how much times I wanted to punch corporate Kane right in the mouth. But yeah, that's why I'm a wrestling fan. I've been hooked on it ever since. Sometimes you don't get to watch every show, which is whatever, you know. Sometimes WWE isn't very watchable, though. Or not even WWE, but just wrestling in general. Like
NXT.
The 20... You don't think NXT is watchable?
Not right now.
I don't like it, personally.
I think after October 10th, it'll be a lot better. I feel like...
Speaking of NXT, they are going to... two stadium shows, like Raw and SmackDown sizes.
Nice.
On October's first two weeks of October when they move platforms. But they have the first event, it's like October something in Allstate Arena in Chicago, where CM Punk will be there.
Yeah.
And then they have October 11th is episode where in St. Louis, Missouri, Randy Orton will be there live. So
that'll be interesting.
That episode of NXT, that is what happened there. That's weird. But that episode of NXT on October 11th goes head-to-head with AEW Dynamite, something championship belts or something, but on October 11th, they're both on a Tuesday. And the last time that AEW and NXT went head-to-head together, WWE brought out Cody Rhodes, LA Knight, Undertaker, John Cena. That was that episode of NXT where they absolutely stacked it. So, yeah, but we're excited. We just had SmackDown a couple days ago. Monday Night Raw tonight. Pull up the card for that in a little bit. But let's talk about SummerSlam in Cleveland a couple weeks ago.
That was a great show. For what it was worth, that was an amazing show. What's your thoughts, Ashton?
I loved it, personally. I think there were a few matches that I feel like could have been better. I still feel like the Drew and CM Punk match, I feel like the finish could have been better there instead of just the kick in the nuts to the sideways Claymore. But
yeah. What's your thoughts?
I thought it was a good show. I feel like what made it a good show was every winner that should have won.
Yeah. I liked the Damian Priest babyface officially turn.
Yeah. From kayfabe-wise, it was a little stupid of having Priest go after Balor to cost him. Like, as soon as he got out of the chokehold or whatever, he'd even try to hit Gunther. He just went right to choke Finn.
Yeah.
But at least it elevated that story. And then on Monday, they got into that big fight. So, yeah, SummerSlam was good. Of course, the original Tribal Chief, Roman Reigns, is back in the WWE. Hold your ones to the sky while you're driving. I do not care. No, I'm joking. I do care. Please do not hold your ones to the sky. Don't crash. Yeah, don't crash.
We drive, don't condone.
Drive with both hands or one hand if you're good enough with one hand.
We but, don't acknowledge.
We don't acknowledge unsafe driving.
Yeah, that.
Yeah. But yeah, SummerSlam was a great show. Well, okay, let's talk about Raw last Monday. What did we think of that show? If you watched it, and I'll give my thoughts at the end.
What did happen? What date?
It was
Monday.
Last Monday.
Last Monday. The Raw after SummerSlam. I loved it personally. I think the most memorable part for me might have been either the Wyatt Six debut for their tag team, or the like really high chokeslam, the South of Heaven Damian Priest on JD.
Yeah,
that thing got high, dude.
It was a great show. That was the same show where they said where Punk and Rollins were about to throw down like they were in the middle of the street, and then McIntyre came out, cut a promo that I don't remember, but. McIntyre cut a promo, Punk chased McIntyre up the stands, and tried to get his bracelet back or whatever.
Not Larry.
Dude, what a guy.
This is reminding me of...
We should get him on the pod.
This is reminding me a lot of the, like, Kane.
Yeah.
When he was trying to get Paul Bearer back.
Yeah. And then Seth Rollins was in the ring by himself out of nowhere. Boom. Big Bronson Reed absolutely claps him. Half a dozen tsunamis right to the stomach. And they gave a update and said that he has broken ribs and eternal bleeding, which is not very true. I think he just needs to take time off for his knee injury that he didn't fully heal. But Jace, what were your thoughts on Raw?
I think it was a pretty good episode, considering it was after one of the better SummerSlams. And I really don't know. I don't remember a lot of it because I was half awake when I watched it. But I hope Seth Rollins returns fully healthy from the knee injury if he did not heal fully from it. And I feel like if he does have broken ribs, hopefully that's a speedy recovery because he's my goat. So
yeah, he definitely is, in my opinion, and top three, maybe some could argue, which we'll talk about this later, maybe today, future pod, whatever. But maybe the greatest faction of all time in the Shield, maybe. But
I don't know.
We could talk about that later. There's DX, NWO, New Day. There's a lot of different factions that are up there for contention.
The Bloodline.
I would say the Bloodline's probably the greatest storytelling wise.
Mm. Storytelling, the Bloodline, maybe.
Championships, the Usos.
The Shield storyline, though, how like they went back and forth from being good to bad and the downright ugly, dude. I mean,
totally. All right, well, I'm gonna get this Raw card up real quick and talk about it tonight because it is Monday. And shout out to Brody Lee, Luke Harper. It's Monday, you know what that means. Also, I did want to wait on this, but since I brought up Luke Harper, I do want to talk about how we are coming up on 1 year since Wyndham Rotunda, Bray Wyatt, passed away. It's August 24th, I believe. So what's today? The 12th? Yep. So, yeah, I don't know about you guys, but we can talk about this more once we get closer to the actual date, but I thought it was fake because I was scrolling on wrestling Twitter. And I read something that said Bray Wyatt passed away or whatever. And I was like, okay, sure. Like normal clickbait, whatever people do now these days. Or just a fake headline, basically, to get views.
Yeah.
And then, not even joking, when I'm on that tweet, I scroll one down and it's the Triple H tweet talking about how he got the call from Bray's father and how that he passed away. But you guys can talk about that. If you don't, we can talk about it later. But I just wanted to mention that since I mentioned Luke Harper.
So, personally, he was actually one of my favorite wrestlers growing up because he was scary. And something about the idea of being a little scared was cool when watching wrestling. But it sucked. I think I cried for like 3 days straight. Because he was so, he was had such a creative mind in wrestling. And he was just an visionary for what it was.
Yeah. The Fiend is probably, in my opinion, the greatest, scariest character of all time.
Yeah.
You can argue that Undertaker's up there, which obviously I'm not going to knock you because he's one of the greatest wrestlers ever. But the Fiend, the Fiend character blurred the lines between reality and just being a wrestler. Because you can completely forget who's under these masks.
Yeah.
And the Fiend character was something else. And even before Bray passed, I love this character he was building with the Uncle Howdy stuff and the other stuff he was building. Now as you look at it, it's so much different from when you look at it as a kid, because when you look at it as a kid, you just care about if the good guy is going to win or not.
Yeah.
But as a adult teenager, you just put yourself, I guess, in the producer, in this case, Triple H's shoes, and you're like, well, why'd this person win? That wasn't the right decision or whatever. But, yeah, that's Bray Wyatt. He was great dude, great wrestler, obviously. I don't think any of us knew him personally.
No. But
he seemed like a good dude from what you would hear in the locker room and everything else. But, all right, Ashton, you have that Monday Night Raw card pulled up for tonight, August 12th, 2024. Go ahead and give us the rundown.
So, Randy Orton is going to be in the house.
Oh, live appearance from the Viper.
Rhea Ripley kicks off the show. So that, I think that'll be interesting.
She's going to call out Liv Morgan. That's just,
it's either she's going to call out Liv or Liv's going to come out on her own.
Yeah.
One, two.
I think she's going to call out Liv and probably Dom for
costing
her the title.
There's a best 2 out of 3 falls for the IC title between Sami Zayn and Braun Breaker, dude.
Braun Breaker's winning.
That would be fire.
That's going to be a good match. I have to agree with Jace there. I do think Braun Breaker will win. I really want Sami to win, but I don't think they really knew what to do with Sami with that title. He didn't do a lot.
They relied on, and I don't want to say this because Triple H is a great booker, but he was relied on a lot of his title reigns to be the underdog, to be at Cody Rhodes' championship. The whole build-up to Cody winning it was he was the underdog for him to finish the story. And, they tried to go with an underdog route with Sami, and I feel like they kind of, like, ruined the momentum when he did beat Breaker at Money in the Bank. In my opinion, Braun Breaker should have beat Sami Zayn at Money in the Bank. That would have been easier.
Yeah. But I understand why Braun Breaker won, because his dad was there, his family, his other family was there. So it was pushing the narrative of second like generation to be Intercontinental Champion. So
yeah, I do have to agree with that. We also have Damian Priest versus Carlito. I just think that one's going to be a beatdown.
Squash match.
Respectfully. Yeah. I respect Carlito, but he's kind of washed.
He's a funny dude, though. He is hilarious.
Should have never shaved the facial hair.
Some of the stuff when Liv was first trying to get into the Judgment Day, and I think it was when Dominic, it was like a couple segments ago, Dominic had the hotel key from Liv, and Carlito goes, "That's cool.
That's cool."
And it basically went downhill from there.
Yeah.
We have Odyssey Jones is going to be there as well. He's finally arriving.
The GOAT.
Besides, you know, assisting other people.
Deuce, I don't even know if you know who that is, but nope. Odyssey Jones got drafted 2 years ago on Raw, and he's not made a single appearance since. And last Monday, when he helped out the New Day versus Final Testament, that was his first Raw appearance in 2 years.
Wow. Yeah, 400 and... I want to say 60-something days.
Yeah, because I went, like, on a hiatus of not watching WWE because I was focusing on other stuff, like school. And, yeah, I have no clue who that is.
The okay. goat.
My goat. Already.
Freak Seth Rollins.
So, they're going to be in Austin, Texas, all right? And they're having a Alpha Academy versus American Made match. And it's going to be called a Texas Tornado Tag Team match.
I guess we should talk about this. When you missed, I guess you missed Raw last week, or didn't really remember it. American Made is the faction name for Chad Gable and the Creeds. Yeah, so
I did see that.
That will be the Creeds versus Tozawa and Otis, right?
Yeah.
Tozawa's crazy.
Tozawa is wild. Tozawa is a good wrestler.
He really is.
Like,
yeah.
If you go back and look at the old 205 Live, like the cruiserweight stuff,
yeah.
Tozawa was a good wrestler. But,
it's similar to, like, Ricochet, I guess. Because Ricochet in his 205 Live days and Mustafa Ali and all these other guys, some of them released, some of them quit. They were really, really good in that scene.
Do you remember Neville? I don't know if you
remember. Oh, I remember Neville. I remember Neville.
He was good. He goes by Pac in AEW now.
Pac. Sorry.
The bastard Pac. But, yeah, he... Yeah, I remember
that's
Neville.
Crazy.
He's a killer now, dude. He used to be, like, kind of skinnier and less built, and then he just went to AEW and was jacked, dude. And finally, we have a number one contenders tag team match for, obviously, the tag team titles for women.
Oh,
and
God.
It's going to be Zoe Stark and Shayna Baszler versus Kairi Sane and Io Sky.
Okay, so that match might actually deliver.
I don't think it will.
I have...
They're not built up
yet. I'm sorry, but... Women's tag matches are just not entertaining. Unless it's a really well brought out feud. Women's tag matches are just not interesting unless you include some big names or include some other stuff. But this is no disrespect to the wrestlers, but... They haven't built the tag division up enough to where... Why would I care about Zoe Stark and Shayna Baszler facing some random team in a
Because we all know Zoe Stark and Shayna Baszler is probably going to win. Because they're building them to have the titles and one of them to turn on the other like they always do.
And then you also have Damage Control who are just like... They've been there. They've done it. They're
in a bit of a weird patch right now. And I don't feel like they should break up because... Triple H has already resorted to a lot of breakups. Alpha Academy broke up, obviously. The Bloodline, Judgment Day now.
Yeah.
I mean, he's broken up a lot of factions. Hey, even Damage Control. Bayley already left Damage Control, so.
Yeah, she's the champion now.
I also.
Actually, no, it's Nia Jax. I didn't even think about that, yeah.
I also saw on Twitter, speaking of the lines of Damage Control, last week there was a segment where. They were walking backstage, and they attacked Dakota Kai.
Yeah.
And so Io Sky wrestled in, like, her non-ring gear, like, normal street clothes. But apparently that was not a work, and Dakota Kai is injured again.
So bro.
She just got back from injury, like, not even a couple months ago. Now she's injured again. I believe it is the same knee, too.
Dude, they might end up releasing her at this point. It's kind of like that Tegan Knox situation from a few years back. Where she kept tearing her ACL over and over and over, and then they just released her, brought her back, released her, brought her back.
I mean, Dakota Kai has all the potential in the world to be the greatest female wrestler in the world, but because she's still young, she still has potential, she's a good wrestler. It's just, man, that knee cannot stay healthy, and at this point in her career... If she needs to genuinely heal up that knee and take, like, a however long break, then she needs to do that because she can't get pushed to the moon maybe one day, be champion, and then knee gets injured again. So if she needs to take a really long break, I think she should.
Yeah, again, like, another representation of the, like, Tegan Knox situation. Even after she tore her ACL this last time, she took, like, a year or two off, if I'm correct. And then she came back with Natalya and actually started... She performed pretty well in my eyes.
What happened to Natalya? I haven't seen
her. She is...
I think she got...
She's contract. Just re-signed with WWE.
Oh, did she?
That was the rumor. Now, if that was true, I still don't know. But she just hasn't been featured on TV. And to be fair, I think Natalya is an underrated female wrestler. But all respect to Natalya. It's 2024. We don't really need to see a Natalya world title run in 2024, 2025.
No, not at all.
I think she needs to go to NXT and build up the division.
That's what she did a little bit. But I am all here for having female wrestlers have marquee feuds with each other that doesn't involve the world title.
Yeah.
For example, Tiffany Stratton, I think she's going to be a beast. I think she's going to be a phenomenal wrestler. She's already a phenomenal wrestler, but I think she will solidify her for 15, 20 years to come because she's only 25, I think, 26. She's young, so.
I thought she was younger than that.
I'm going to look it up right now.
I thought it was like a situation where she was like only like early 20s.
See, I like what they're kind of doing with her and Chelsea Green and backstage. I think it's hilarious right now because every time she just does toodles and then hits her with her hair and Chelsea just gets so offended.
Chelsea Green is also one of those people that have main event superstar caliber written all over her face and everything. Oh, yes. Tiffany Stratton, by the way, is 25. Turned 25 this year.
Nice.
But, I mean, in wrestling terms, though, she's got another 20 years left in her.
Yeah.
Like, wrestlers nowadays don't even freaking retire until they're 55, so.
Goldberg's case.
Look at Goldberg. Look at Ric Flair.
Okay, now. All right. He's like 80 and still wrestling, and he can barely wrestle. Bro gets in the ring and then almost croaks every time. Come on.
Wait, he's like 74 now?
Something like that.
Is he in his 70s, actually?
Yeah.
I thought he was still in his 80s.
Hogan just turned 71 yesterday.
Oh, wow, dude.
Arguably the greatest to ever do it, brother.
How old's Charlotte, then? She's in her 40s. I know that.
Charlotte's 39, maybe?
I think she's 40 exactly. 40, maybe 41. I know I'm kind of iffy on her coming back anymore. Because I still like her as a superstar.
She's 38.
Wow. 30, wow. Botox.
All of the Four Horsemen women are actually quite young.
Yeah. Bailey, Sasha. Well, Mercedes. My bad.
Mercedes is still like 35 or something crazy.
But she looks like she's 28.
Yeah. What else was after that tag match, that number one contender tag match? Was that it?
That was it. On what they posted on Instagram, that was it. So, but I feel like they're probably going to have a lot more stuff. A lot of promos, probably. They always do.
It's a 3-hour show. They have to.
And those are, like, 10-minute matches tops, some of them 20.
I mean, when have they ever advertised the card on Raw on Instagram, and that was just the card?
Yeah.
There was no other extra anything.
I need Jey Uso to show up out of nowhere.
That was a pretty big card this time, too, because usually they only post, like, 2 to 3 matches on it. But this time they posted 7 different things, and I think maybe 2 of those were promos. Which is insane.
Yeah. Jey will definitely probably show up. Some sort of segment with Rhea.
Wyatt Six probably will do something to American Made. They'll probably hop in there. They'll be like, haha, we just scared you.
Yeah, they're gonna mess with Chad Gable more.
Oh, I think that's hilarious that they're just picking Gable. And he's like...
Yeah, I feel like the Creeds are just the side piece to the other meat. And Uncle Howdy has his main meal in Chad Gable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's your Raw rundown for August 12th, 2024. Now, I want to do this little segment right here real quick. I don't know if you guys follow basketball, but do a starting five of WWE wrestlers.
Starting easy. Five?
So, easy. Center,
I think that's pretty easy,
power yeah. forward, small forward, shooting guard, point okay. guard. And you can yeah, get... You can
I don't
get,
know.
You do your sixth man, and we can do a coach.
I don't necessarily know coach. What the positions, like, do necessarily.
So, point guard, shooting guard are good shooters. They're supposed okay. to be the agile ones. Small forward is supposed to be the shooter as well. He's, like, everywhere. Power forward's the bigger guy. He's supposed to be big. He's supposed to help out on defense. And center is the biggest guy. He's like the...
Isn't he the one that usually runs like, up to the basket and then...
Those are like, those are like the Shaquille O'Neals. Those are like okay. the seven-footers. And your sixth man is just your backup player.
Okay, so. Is this all-time yeah, rosters? This is
all-time.
All-time?
So for
Andre. Andre Giant.
For your center?
Yeah.
For my center... I will take the Nigerian giant, Omos.
Ooh, okay. that's a good pick, actually.
I'm actually thinking about center, so I'm going to go coach Triple H.
Actually, I think I got to change my center to Giant Gonzalez.
Giant Gonzalez?
Yeah, he was bigger than Andre, and he could also move. So.
Are we considering Dennis Rodman a wrestler since he showed up on air?
No.
No?
Okay. No, not at all.
He did
he do a wrestled
move. Are we considering matches. Gronk a wrestler?
No.
Exactly. He but, showed up on, what, WrestleMania 31.
But Dennis Rodman wrestled two matches.
Dennis Rodman actually wrestled, though.
Yeah, he wrestled in tag team
Gronk
matches.
Just went in there for a paycheck in a battle royal. Dennis Rodman actually wrestled full-blown matches with another basketball star, might we add that, so, in WCW.
So is Mike Tyson a wrestler?
I mean...
Technically.
Is Donald Trump?
No, because Trump didn't technically wrestle.
Technically, how about this? He did.
He's a manager.
We'll do this. No celebrities unless they've wrestled 4+ matches.
Okay.
Four
so
plus?
Only like the Pat McAfees and Logan Pauls and stuff.
Okay. I think that's fair.
So then. in that case, I will take for my coach, I will take the wise man Paul Heyman.
Ooh, as that's my coach. Good.
My tribal chief.
No one better steal Roman Reigns now that I have the wise man.
For my coach, I'm gonna have to take a thank you, Chad Gable.
That's wild.
That's pretty good. I mean, considering his gimmick is literally being the master strategist, that's a pretty good pick for a coach.
Yeah. My center... Dang, who would my center be? You know what? I'm going to go actually a little smaller center, but I'm going to go Kane.
Kane?
Mm. Yeah.
I mean...
Actually, no, Big Show. If my power forward will be Kane.
Gotcha. Okay, so you took Big Show, Kane. My power forward, you know what? I'll go ahead and take DM Punk. I'll go ahead and take Drew McIntyre, my power forward.
Drew McIntyre.
That's okay. A good power forward.
Agile, strong, set screens. He's pretty big, but not bigger than Omos. So.
I think power forward, I might have to take, I think Bron Breakker's got to be there somehow.
Yeah.
He's a big guy. He can run. He can push people around.
The dude hits the ropes at 29 miles per hour.
Is it 29 now?
It's something stupidly fast. Like, he's unreal athlete. He used to play for the Ravens, but he's...
Yeah.
Bron Breakker is a freak athlete.
Last I knew, they said it was 23, but it might have been upped. I mean, he does hit him pretty fast now. Yeah. He hit Sami Zayn with a spear that probably killed him, dude.
All right. Small forward time.
Small forward.
Small forward.
Okay.
Ooh, you would make the perfect small forward.
So I'm actually thinking like a KD build on my small forward. And Seth Rollins is not going to be my small forward, so I'm automatically get booting him. I think small forward might be my last one because I really have to think about that.
Ooh. I don't think he would fit a small forward build. He's tall, he's strong, he can more go well as power forward, but I will take Bron Breakker. Not Bron Breakker. Sorry, you already took Bron Breakker. Baron Corbin, my bad.
Baron Corbin
as small forward. I know he would be a little bit on the taller side, but like you said, he would have that sort of Kevin Durant build, because Kevin Durant's pretty tall.
He just has more muscle
than
Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant's literally like bones.
Yeah, but so my starting... four, I guess, right now is Corbin, McIntyre, Omos, and then I got Paul Heyman as my coach.
Actually, I think I might save this guy for point guard. I think my small forward. Who could be a small forward, though? all time. Dean Ambrose. I'll go with John Moxley, Dean Ambrose.
Yeah, that's a good pick. He's pretty agile.
Small forward.
He's not that tall though, but
that's fine. Tall is Cody Rhodes?
Like 6 foot, I think.
Really?
I think 6'6". Hold on.
Okay. So not him.
No?
No. My small forward has to be a little taller because he's got to be able to get to the rim and step back in your face.
Oh my goodness. I just thought, never mind. I'm taking my pick back. My new small forward is John Cena.
I'm going to go Randy Orton.
That's an okay.
That's a good pick. That's a good
pick. See, I was thinking Randy, but at the same time, if we're still doing, like, with injuries and stuff,
Well, Randy's technically back now.
Yeah. He's chill. Big chill. Okay, shooting guard. I'm going Heartbreak Kid.
Well, he didn't even get to pick a small forward.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
Who'd you pick?
I picked John Moxley.
Oh, sorry. My bad. All right. Shooting guard. I know he's shorter, but considering he actually played basketball, because that's his whole gimmick, I'm taking Melo don't miss, and he won't miss for my team. I'll take Carmelo Hayes.
Carmelo Hayes.
Well, actually, let me do this. Actually, I'll do the one, too. Let me do Melo at point guard, and then he literally hit a full-court buzzer beater, or his half-court buzzer beater in the celebrity game, like 2023 All-Star Game, NBA. Give me the Miz at shooting guard.
Nice.
The Miz?
Yeah, he made a half-court actual basketball shot in an NBA game, and he can actually shoot the ball well. So that's my five. I have Melo, Miz, Cena, McIntyre, Omos, and the Wise Man. Okay. And then we still have our six man left.
I got that. I got Seth Rollins 1, Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels 2, Randy Orton 3, Big Show 4. I'm taking Big Show 4 because he's the beefier guy, and Kane 5.
Okay, I'm switching out.
So my coach is going to be, who did I say my coach? Oh, Triple H. Yeah.
The game.
I think I've got to switch out small forward for whoop that trick.
That's a good pick.
Yeah. I thought about it once you said Melo, and I was hoping you didn't pick Melo because, not Melo, trick, because then that would have been bad for me to switch. I think I got to go one. I'm just going to name off people. I got Coach Chad Gable. I got Trick.
Oh, I'm not switching again, but you know who would have been the perfect power forward? Is the Ring General Gunta.
Yeah, that would have been pretty good.
I guess he could be a small forward, but no more switching. From here out now,
he's my sixth man.
Our people are locked.
All right.
Yeah.
From here on out.
So one, Chad Gable. Two, Trick. Three, Giant Gonzalez. Four, Matt Riddle. I think he'd be good,
he's
shorter, honestly.
Though, but yeah, he would be quick and agile.
He's our, what's his name?
How did no one take Brock Lesnar
in a
basketball draft? How did no one take the former football players besides Bron Breakker in a football draft? Or in a basketball draft?
Because it's not football.
You know what? Shut up. They're still agile, though.
Five, Bron Breakker. Six? Okay, now I gotta think. Who else would be worthy of being on a basketball team?
I swear to God, Montez Ford. Take my guy.
This is kind of in his gimmick. Grayson Waller.
Oh, that's a good pick. Yeah. That's a great pick. All
okay, right. My sixth man, Damian Priest.
That's a good
Damian
pick.
Priest is a W pick, dude.
He's tall. This is out of left field, and if you'll let me have it, I'll really appreciate it. But this is out of left field. My sixth man, technically not. My sixth woman would be Bianca Belair.
I'll let you take it.
Because I feel like she would. I think she played basketball when she was growing up, but
I think so.
Bianca would be perfect. It's either her or Montez because Montez played basketball. But
yeah.
Okay, think about if she was on a team. All right, Jade Cargill.
Yeah, that's a good.
That'd be she'd one, be a killer.
I feel like Charlotte would also be good.
Oh yeah, she's tall.
All right, we have a little bit, 10 minutes left?
Yeah.
Something like that. But so who do you guys think wins that battle here on Wrestling In Depth? Also,
my team.
I would like totally my team.
Giant Gonzalez.
I think his would be the first one out, honestly.
Yeah.
Mine?
You don't have height.
Yeah.
Okay,
We could write it down on paper real quick. Who's your starting five?
Starting five, Giant Gonzalez.
Okay.
Bron Breakker.
Okay.
Trick Williams.
Okay.
Okay,
John Cena will absolutely kill Trick Williams if they're matched up against each other.
Yeah.
Breaker's good. Gonzalez is good. Omos and Gonzalez would be good matchup. But then, like, who are you putting up there for Miz and Melo?
Miz and Melo?
And six-man Bianca Belair? And Coach, the wise man? He's called the wise man for a reason. He's not called the stupid man. He's called the wise man.
But we got Chad Gable. He knows his game. Oh, yeah. Master strategist. He can draw up a play like no other.
He has seniority.
He's going to be taking your ankles.
Yours would be good in overtime because Triple H knows how to book stuff in the long run.
Yeah.
Mine would just be also good in the long run because Paul Heyman knows how to book stuff in the long run. So mine would also be good in overtime.
Jace's team would just be for, like, I guess a good example is the Colts. You know, we're a fourth quarter team.
Yeah, we're
second half team. That'd be Jace's team.
Yeah, where we know we'll win, but we never win.
We know we'll win, but we never give our 100% effort because we have better teams to play.
We can't catch a pass.
We will lose to the Denver. You guys will lose to the Washington Wizards, and then you'll beat the freaking Boston Celtics.
Yeah, that's how the Mets are, too.
But
that's a whole nother conversation.
While we're on air, might as well stay on the topic of sports. Let's build a football team real quick.
Build a football.
Quarterback, wide receiver. We'll do quarterback, two wide receivers, a running back, and a tight end.
First pick, running back, Bron Breakker.
Yep. Running back for me is going to have to be the tribal chief, Roman Reigns, once to the sky. Of course, not while you're driving, but once to the sky here in the studio. Bryant, once to the sky. Thank you.
Even Miles got it. So, I think I'm not starting off with running back. That's too hard for me. Because there's actually, you know what? No, it's not. I've seen this man run away from people. He's going to be an elusive back or a receiving back. He's not going to be there for power. Finn Balor. Give it
Finn to me. Balor is crazy.
That is an elusive pick, though. All right, that's a good pick. For my wide receiver, wide receiver number one. Let's go. Who do we go with wide receiver here? He would have hops. Let's go Montez Ford at the wide receiver.
He would have hops.
I am going to go Melo.
Yeah, I was going to go with Melo, but I was like, I already took Melo in basketball, so I'm not going to take Melo this time.
I'm going to match you on that, Jace. I'm going to go Trick.
Yeah.
Trick's tall. I think he's got some speed. So I think he can catch it.
Bryson.
Watch this pick, though. It's still going to make me a run team, but this second receiver, I have to decide, but I'm either going to take Ricochet. Or the new blood in NXT, Javon Evans, the new bouncy guy.
For where?
And I think I'm going to take Javon Evans.
For where? Nice.
Huh?
Wide receiver two.
Wide receiver two?
Yeah.
Okay, thing you didn't pick Ricochet, because I don't think Ricochet would match there.
I have Montez and Javon. Javon Evans is going to speed past every guy and jump past every guy.
Yeah.
I think he played football, too.
And Montez has the hops. Like, Montez can literally probably touch like that in the studio. He's a beast. There's a combine of his college stats or something.
My wide receiver two. How much time we got left? We got 6 minutes. Okay. My wide receiver two and my QB, I'm going to take Drew McIntyre. Hear me out. I'm going to take Drew McIntyre as my wide receiver two. My QB is going to be Seth Rollins.
He is not going to want to throw to McIntyre. That is some team diversity right there.
Okay.
They can get over it.
You should have put Drew at tight end.
No, you'll see my tight end. You'll understand.
Okay, I think my tight end, they've got to be a beefier guy. We can take him anyway because he hasn't even made an appearance.
Oh, yeah, I should probably say this is now current wrestlers only.
To make it harder.
So current wrestlers right now.
Current wrestlers.
And by that, I mean they have to have been on TV at least by the beginning of the year. Okay. So Omos, for example, I don't think he's been on TV since last year.
Royal Rumble.
Oh, you're right. I think that's the only time, though. But whoever hasn't returned since the beginning of the year on TV cannot be picked.
Okay, I think this is right. Brock Lesnar? Has he been on this year?
Mm-mm. Nope.
No.
But he's current. I would consider him current.
He hasn't been on
since SummerSlam last year.
Triple H it's has said year. He can return if he wants. Yeah. So.
Yeah, but
I'd let him take that. That's like a
as tight end.
Yeah, it's tight end. It's
that'd be fine. A strong tight end though.
Okay, and
my tight end, hear me out. A face of pick, weird pick, but he wrestled in college and high school. My tight end, I'm thinking Julius Creed.
That's a good tight end.
And then for my quarterback, I'm gonna go ahead. Who would I take quarterback wise? You know what? Probably pretty fast, pretty quick. I would have taken Breaker, but give me Sami Zayn at quarterback.
That's a good quarterback. My tight end. Hear me out. I already chose them, but I'm doing it again. I'm running it back. Damian Priest.
This guy.
Okay. So.
Okay. I hope every superstar runs in here and simultaneously hits their finisher on you. Superman punch, RKO, whatever it might be. I hope they absolutely just kill you. Not literally, but I hope they
knock. Yeah. That'd be a good bit.
You think you could sell? Oh, let's talk about that. All right, hold on. Finish your football teams real quick, and then we can talk about selling for the last 3 minutes.
QB. Oh. Roman Reigns. Take Roman.
Yeah, he took Roman.
Oh, he took Roman? Dang. Yeah.
That would be a good field.
Generally. Logan Paul, wide receiver, too. I think that'd be weird pick, but at the same time, I think it'd be good.
I think Logan would be good.
Austin Theory, quarterback.
Good pick. I would have said LA Knight because he's beefier.
Punter? Yeah,
but I don't think he would have been. Punter? Pat McAfee.
Pat McAfee.
But, all right, let's talk about selling real quick. Which move do you think you could take and sell the best, and for what reason?
Stomp. Mainly because it's happened.
Stomp would be up there. I think I could sell a mean spear or RKO.
I think I could probably take a spear.
I would sell a. I would twist my body in three different areas. Like, I would make this spear look like the best finisher ever.
Yeah, I'd do like a whole double flip.
But RKO, though? I would sell a mean RKO because there's that clip on the build-up to Crown Jewel in 2019 where Randy Orton RKOs Ricochet and he spikes on his head and he, like, flips over the top. But, Ashton, what move do you think you could sell the best? For me, it's either spear or RKO.
From spear or RKO?
No. For me, it's spear or RKO. Okay. What move do you think you could sell the best?
Either a ripcord knee or a stunner.
Stunner's up there too. I also just thought about this one. I would sell a mean Superman punch.
Logan's finisher? Not the frog splash, the other one where he punches.
What's it called? Just like, I think they just call it like a knockout punch.
I could sell that.
Yeah.
That'd be easy to sell though, because all you gotta do is just
like flop your body.
Just not let your body like save yourself. Just you turn it off.
Yeah.
Pretty easy.
Ooh.
Yeah. All right.
Sister Abigail.
Ooh.
Yeah, I could sell a means or a running power slam like the one that Strowman does.
Yeah.
All right, guys, but we have a little bit over a minute and a half. But if you guys enjoyed, please tune in. Same time, please same schedule next week. That is 7:45 to 8:30 here on the air on WBDG 90.9. This has been WID, a.k.a. Wrestling in Depth. I've been Bryson.
Ashton.
And Jace.
And thank you all for tuning in to the first ever episode of Wrestling in Depth. Once again, I'll just do this again because advertisement. But if you want to tune in, same time, next week, 7:45, 8:30, talk about everything wrestling. Next week on Wrestling, we're going to be Wrestling in Depth. We're going to be talking about our dream matches, the predictions for future events, and everything else like we did today. So if you enjoy this, have a wonderful day, y'all. Watch Raw tonight if you want, or maybe don't. Jace might fall asleep.
Yeah.
But thank you for listening in. Maybe next week we'll have some special guests. Whoa, maybe not. We'll see though. But see you guys next week on Wrestling in Depth. Thank you.